Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For those who may not know, the mission of the Montana Family Foundation is to affect public policy in a positive way for families from a Judeo-Christian perspective. We are unabashedly Christian, and we proclaim every day in the halls of power that God's principles for marriage, human sexuality, religious liberty, family relations, and life in general lead to healthier, happier, and more stable families, and by extension, to a better functioning nation as a whole. We do this through legislation and litigation in Montana's legislature and courts, and we do it in concert with our strategic partners. God's Word says there's wisdom in many counselors, so we try to partner with as many other like-minded organizations as possible, both at the state and federal level. These include Focus on the Family, the Family Research Council, and the Alliance Defending Freedom, a legal powerhouse with 2,600 allied attorneys and 15 wins at the U.S. Supreme Court. Our most important ally by far is the Family Policy Alliance, made up of like-minded organizations from 40 states. In our case, there's strength in numbers. Not surprisingly, the issues we deal with in Montana are not unique to Montana. Those dedicated to the destruction of family values are active in every state and every nation for that matter, and it's our job to stop them. This week, FPA held its annual conference, and Montana was represented by myself and Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Derek A. Stryker. The sessions were eye-opening and, in some respects, scary. I and my Red State colleagues were able to share success stories from Montana and the surrounding states of North and South Dakota, Idaho, and Wyoming. Sadly, the same was not true of our colleagues from deep blue states. Rather than strengthening families, legislatures in states like New York, Washington, California, and even Minnesota are passing laws that would have been unthinkable just a decade ago. Blue states are clearing the way for abortion on demand up to and even after a child is born. They're passing laws that allow government bureaucrats to remove children from their parents if those parents refuse to allow their children, as young as 9 or 10, to begin gender transformation procedures. Several blue states have now deemed themselves to be sanctuary states that will allow children to get abortions or undergo gender transformation procedures even if they are banned in that child's home state. Worse yet, some states will even pay for the procedures and will hide the children from their parents. This is nothing less than government-sanctioned kidnapping. And it's a stark reminder of what will happen if the left ever seizes the reins of power in Montana. At the Montana Family Foundation, we work every day to create a Montana where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. Won't you join us? Please learn more at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.